Shinichi, is this your first paper on welding?
Yes, it is, Matthew. I'm interested in studying welding, and in particular, the effect of oxygen content on steel weld metals.
Why the oxygen content?
Compared with steels, weld metals are dirty, because impurities such as oxygen enter the molten metal. Oxygen forms oxide particles. In ordinary weld metals, the oxides can be beneficial in that they provide nucleation sites for intragranular plate of ferrite, commonly known as acicular ferrite. These plates grow from inclusions in many directions, and hence hinder the progress of cleavage cracks.
So the oxides are actually beneficial?
Not always. Too many coarse oxides can lead to poor toughness. My study includes high-strength welds which do not contain acicular ferrite.
So which microstructure is it?
There is a high proportion of martensite. Of course, it doesn't nucleate from oxides.
So what is the role of the oxides?
In this case, oxides nucleate voids and cracks. We were able to design experiments in which the oxygen concentration of weld metal could be varied from almost zero to large concentrations. These showed clearly that in the strong weld metals, oxygen should be avoided. For example, the maximum toughness was achieved at the smallest oxygen concentration of only 20 parts per million.
So basically, oxygen should be removed completely from the high-strength weld metal?
Yes, I think so. But unfortunately, that is not entirely practical for many welding processes. But the study emphasizes that in future work, we should endeavor to find methods of making purer weld deposits.
Thank you.